NRP episode 6. Hey guys, how's it going? Oh wait, I said that last time, didn't I? Anyway, it's another one of those audio blog journaly podcast things. Anyway, Kyle and I are going to be doing another movie review episode in a while. We just got to decide on the movie and actually decide on what we're going to say. We're thinking doing an Arnold movie because Arnold movies are usually pretty good. For what our purposes, anyway. He's going to be doing movies again after he leaves the governorship, man. I didn't respect Arnold movies for what they were when I was a kid, because it was like watching Star Trek the series, you know? You had the original, and then you always had a new series starting, like, every year or whatever it seemed for a long time. So you didn't really appreciate it until there wasn't any. And it's like, you know, you had Arnold doing his thing, kind of a little too much, I guess. Like, I mean, twins and stuff, that's one thing, but once you got into Junior and stuff like that, it's like, man, can you cut back and not do every script you get? Now it's like, I'm looking forward to a full-on Arnold movie, so I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know, maybe the first couple might be terrible, they might be awesome, who knows, but I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, to other stuff, so lately, I've been trying to get back into reading webcomics, because as a cartoonist, I probably should be reading comics, and I should be keeping track of who else is out there doing stuff. The problem is, like, most people who actually make stuff don't have a lot of time to view stuff. Like, I'm behind on stuff I like already, stuff I know. I'm so behind on either reading, watching TV shows, watching movies, stuff. I'm behind on crap. I think the biggest hurdle to get over with webcomics is, like, I used to save bookmarks until my bookmarks folder got so big, loading it, my browser would warn me. It'd be like, you're going to open, like, 60 things, man. You sure you want to do that? That might cause some trouble here. And I'm like, you know, maybe I won't. I don't know. So I started using an RSS reader. So I figured, well, use Google Docs, right? I mean, not Google Reader, right? Because it's like, the Google keep everything together, you know, and back in the day, I guess, you know, for bookmarks it was delicious, and now it's, you know, Google Reader keeps everything and you can sync it with stuff, right? Except I had trouble finding something that synced properly. Everything is like, okay, you want to make a new folder? Okay, I'll make a new folder. No, not really, I won't. I'll say I'll make one, but if you go to click my button, I won't do anything. I'll just make this other thing here that you can't use, and it's like, what? This is ridiculous. This is supposed to be like a big popular thing. It's like, I don't want to go to Google Reader proper all the time. I want to have my own app to launch. And it's like, I found one, Net Newswire, I believe, which is very nice. It's you know, I still changed a few things. Like, I took that notify badge of how many updates you've missed, because it's like, stuff's always going to be updating, and I don't need that. I don't have that kind of time. I mean, you know, I don't need that hassle. That's a big thing, is like my email notifier. I don't let it tell me how many I have unless I want to check and find out how many. Like, okay, I'm down to zero. Oh, I've got email today. How many do I have? You know, I don't want to see the nice button that says, you have 600 unread emails. That's terrifying. Nobody wants to put up with that. I don't. So, took the button notification off, and it's like, I also subscribe to blogs because, you know, I like to read and I like to keep informed. Some stuff's interesting. Like, I wanted to go to subscribe to Instructables RSS feed, and it's like, they put everything on one feed. It's like, okay, I get the people make an Instructable on how to, you know, make a subatomic reactor. That's great. That's awesome. I want to read that. Oh, some guy asked a question on the forum. How do you spell something? I don't want to read that. Why is that here? That's like junk mail, man. Filter your feeds. It's like, that's another thing. Like, I've jumped on the WordPress bandwagon once it was stable, I think once Comic Press kicked off, which, you know, I don't use Comic Press anymore, but I also, you know, I use webcomic, but that's kind of in, would you call it limbo? I mean, it's still sort of supported, but it's not being actively updated and whatnot right now, which it might down the way. I'll talk about WordPress in a minute, but, you know, I don't know. It's like, I got on the WordPress bandwagon then, around that time, and I think it's good, because webcomic archive scripts, I've got a few on my site, on a post, you can search the archives for. But the whole RSS thing, that's a main reason to use WordPress, right? And some of those things, they're like, okay, you can access the feed, but then the image you get, it's like an eighth of the size of the regular comic, which I understand. You want people to come back to the site. You can put ads in an RSS feed. I understand people are going to strip it out. But is there any reason to have an illegible image in the... It's like, so what, are people going to say, oh no, that's a black and white image, I don't want to see that, I ain't going to the site. I know on the site he's going to have color and everything, but I don't like that strip. I mean, I can't read it, but, you know. It just seems like, why, man? Why would... What? That's the thing, is I'm not going to be around telling people what to do with their sites. And I'm not going to say that everybody has to do everything for me, but RSS is a very important thing if you want people to read your content. And it just seems really dense to me to not use everything to your best advantage. It's like, if people subscribe to your feed, awesome. You can put ads in your feed, and if they strip it out, well, you know, that person just doesn't want to read ads. Whatever. So, I mean, you know, you're not going to be able to appease everybody. But it's like, if I subscribe to your thing, because really, that's the only way I can keep up. If I want to try and read even, like, 60 strips, I might as well just have an RSS reader, because loading that many sites kills a browser. What's really there to browse at a site anymore? I just want to read the comic. I don't want to look at your awesome wallpapers that look like a desk, or look like a court board yeah. I don't care at this point. So RSS. A lot of people... Here's the thing. If your RSS feed just says, the site updated, and doesn't tell me anything... I mean, I can understand not having an image, but not even an update, not even a text to say, oh, guess what's happening on this episode? You know, if yours just says, check the site, piss off. I'm sorry. That's sad. That's as bad. That's worse than not having an RSS feed. That's a constant reminder. Check my site. It updated. Did you check my site? Shut up. Nobody needs that. I don't need that. You don't need that, right? Nobody needs that. So there's that. Headphones dangling. There's that, and then there's other sites that don't have RSS. Why not have RSS at this point in time? It's been around for a long time, guys. All kinds of scripts supported. If your archive script doesn't, get Feedburner. There's no excuse not to have an not to have an RSS, not to make it available for people that would like to check it out. I mean, if people visit your RSS, they might want to check your site just to see if you posted any cool links or anything. I mean, I do that sometimes. If I see an interesting article on a feed, I'll go, I want to check this site in case there's any more information on this. And then it's like, you hit a site and I go to add the feed and I was like, oh, there's no feed. What? Really? The funniest thing is a site that I was going to add it to my reader. They have the whole, like, I guess it, I don't know if it's Google Buzz specifically, but there was, like, in the footer, there was a, you know, a whole social media bar, which I think was great, but there was no RSS feed. Wow. That's like building the best car in the world and forgetting to put a door on it. It's like, wow, really? You focused on how many miles to the gallon you could get, and you didn't figure out how you're going to get inside it? I don't know, man. It's just crazy, 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 crazy. So, anyway. But yeah, I need to cut down on comics I read, because it's funny when you just distill it down to the individual updates. And there's some comics I'll read, because I think the guy who does the art, the art's great, or the artist is a great guy. But the comic itself sucks. Sucks real bad. I mean, wow. You know, it's like, there are people like, I guess it's political at this point. As a creator, you want to just enjoy good stuff, and that's fine. And we all produce a turkey every now and again, it's fine. You know, you have a couple of those in a row, and then you hit something good. I mean, I myself have long history of problems with my own work, but there's, you know, some stuff where it's like, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to read through a few sites I've added, and then I want to decide if I'm going to keep and actually read. Like, I know most cartoonists that update regularly probably have a handful of artists that they keep up with because either they're considered the competition or they're buddies or whatever. I have friends in the webcomic scene that are, like, I've got buddies, you know, friends that do webcomics, and they're around my popularity level or lower, or they've been doing it less time, or I have even some successful webcomics people. I'm not going to name drop, because what's the point in that? But, you know, and it's like, and plus the bigger names in comics, you know, they reach out, and with the whole Twitter thing, man, it's very awesome that you can just have conversations. Like, I've had conversations with, you know, I and other people have had conversations with bigger name cartoonists, and it's just like, hey man, we're all drawing funny pictures on the internet. It doesn't matter. But yeah, RSS. I'm going to try and get used to reading comics that way. I don't know. I have to build up a habit. Like, that's my biggest problem, is getting into a habit. Because, like, if you get in the habit of making something every day, you're going to feel weird if you don't. And you have to get into a habit of doing stuff in a certain order. Like I like to get up early in the morning and work. And around 1 o'clock or afterwards, I start petering out. And by, like, 5 in the afternoon, I really don't think I'm going to get anything productive done. I mean, I downgrade it. I like to do art and very creative, you know, arty stuff in the morning. And I have to be in a certain mindset to write, because I have to think up ideas and say, okay, I want to do this kind of thing and do this. And then I have to be in another mindset of finding images and laying stuff out. And then I just have to be in a very, like, I have to have all that done and then be in the mode just to draw it. Because, like, I like to do my writing the night before, or, you know, beforehand, and then just come in and just spend the day drawing, or spend the day coloring or inking. Because if I have to mix that and I'm changing gears, I'm slowing down, and it's creating, like I said in that other podcast, blog post, whatever it was, you want to ease any tension, ease any friction, and make things easy. And speaking of friction, I spilled some soda on my keyboard the other day, and the keys got sticky, and it, like, they still responded. It just, like, they didn't have that tactile response where you press the button and you think it worked. So I went and I cleaned my keyboard off, and now the keys were probably worse than they were before. Some of them are sticking, some aren't. Like, I didn't break it. It's just they didn't clean properly, and I don't know. I've got another keyboard, but it's an older one, and it's thicker, doesn't have some of the nice keys for expose and all the other Mac specific stuff on the top row like this one does. And this one is a lot. That's a funny thing. They both have USB ports. The other one wouldn't power my tablet if I plugged it in. The hub on it was like, no, we can't power this device. Really? This little tiny aluminum one will, but this old one won't? It's crazy. But anyway, relieving friction, man. It's I hope I can relieve the friction on these keys. I don't know. But back to the whole WordPress situation. So WordPress 3.1 came out, which I think it's a lot of stuff under the hood. I don't know who's going to be, like, WordPress 3.1 came out and Minecraft 1.3 came out, and both were like, "All right, this is going to be awesome in about 3 days." When people get stuff figured out. Like, they're just now fixing the mods for, you know, Minecraft. I'll get into that too. But WordPress, it's like 3.1 came out, and 3.0 was pretty good. But 3.1 is really more what they were shooting for. They had to dial some stuff back. Like, I heard about the Ajax and the admin dashboard thing, which, if you don't know about tech, that's none to worry about. And it's like, in this one, they put one of those admin bars. If you're logged in, it's at the top, and it's enabled by default. They're like, this is the direction we'd like to go. And a lot of people are like, oh, no, turn that off. And I don't know. It's all right, I guess. I mean, it's not, I don't want it to hinder too much stuff. I don't know how many people log on to my site specifically. But I think it's all right. There's stuff I'd like to have. Like, now that they've got the post-specific stuff, like, you can make a Tumblr, hopefully without, The tumble the woo woo themes tumblog plugin is nice. It's not perfect, and like especially like with my RSS feed, it doesn't add the image to the feed like all my other posts did. And it's like, plus I also had some issues with adding more than one image to the thing. You had to, their thing with image posts, it kind of only wants one image, and it's really kind of eh. I mean, it's a great idea, but now that 3.1 is out, the thing is, there aren't any themes yet, because it just came out, and I'm sure people were beta testing it and everything, but there weren't any official themes released for it just yet, and I'm hoping people do release some good themes for it. Right now I'm using Tumble 10, which is a variant on the 2010 theme. It's a child theme for it that's designed to be for Tumblogs, and I like it because it's got, you know, some nice widgets and stuff for, you know, posts, and it's like, the thing I really wanted to use is I wanted to have image posts and use them as, like, a little sidebar thing, and it's like the sidebar plugin thing that I was using it stopped working properly. It just started giving me errors, and so I had to move to a bunch of different ones to try and find a good one. And it's like, and now with WordPress 3.1, there's a... there's an aside option, there's a gallery option, there's all this nice stuff, but I gotta wait till somebody else codes it, because I don't have time to be messing with themes right now. It's like, I'm not saying that to say that I'm some big shot and I don't have time. I don't literally have time. If I'm gonna be drawing comics, I have to spend my day doing that. I've got a deadline in my head that I'm trying to work towards, and so far I don't have near enough done, so it's just a lot of grind, and, yeah, that's what I've been doing lately. I've been trying to get a handle on things. My studio, it's in a bit of a shambles lately. I got a new piece of equipment I'll be talking about, doing some reviews of software I've been trying for it to try and learn things, try to relieve any friction. So that'll be going nice. I've been trying to sketch and lay out, and I found a really nice program for it, and it's like with anything, you sit down, and it's like, okay, I'm going to make this page, I'm just going to focus on drawing this page, oh no, I have to zoom in to be able to draw this page properly, okay, oh no, where'd my brush go, what's going on, I, thousand one other destructions, and it's like, well, this weather, man, it's winter, but not quite. Some days it's above freezing, other days it's just weird. And, like, yesterday, I just had a nice headache that was just... It was like a concentrated ache inside of my head. And I sat down, and I was like, I'm going to work. And then, I guess it's because it's dry in here, and it's snowy outside, and I don't know, something to do with all that. I was getting ready to work, and then I just had this aching pain, like, right behind my eyes, I think is where it was. And my cat was meowing for... whatever reason. Like, I love her, but that cat would just, like, I can understand meowing if you want something, but just meowing to meow and doing it constantly real loud, I'm like, I'm not coming out to see you so you can march me out and have me see you're standing there. I don't I've got things to do. So, and it was just really throwing me out mentally. So, but oh yeah, Minecraft 1.3. fun game. You're probably wondering when the next episode of Crafting Minds will be out. I'm going to dedicate a weekend day or something to just putting one of those together. It's going to be spectacular. That's all I'm going to say. But I'll get into that on a day after I finish my actual work days, because I've got projects to work on, and Crafting Minds is a fun podcast, but if I spend time on that, I'm not going to be spending time doing something else, and I'd really rather spend that on, like, a weekend, because weekends, you kind of have to, like, the way I've been trying to get used to things, I've been trying to spend my mornings getting up early, focusing on writing and drawing and thumbnailing and outlining stuff, you know, story-wise, and spending a day, you know, wake up in the morning, draw a page, wake up in the morning, color and all that, do all that, not just a page, hopefully, but you know how it goes. And then when I start to wind down, just write text or come up with ideas for other stuff or say, I need to fix this on the site. And lately it's been I'll do stuff until 10, 11, 12. And then my mind goes, me tired. Me want to play Minecraft. So I've been on a multiplayer server having fun with that. Although when the launcher lets me log in, I got the old launcher because, like with anything, sometimes like it was awesome when it launched, and then oh hey, it broke all my mods. Well, they'll fix those in a day or two, so that's nice. Oh hey, I can't log in. Well, get the old launcher out then. Good thing I saved that. So it's been interesting. It's a typical Thursday morning, drinking apple cider. Putting together a podcast, I'll write a nice little blog quip, I guess, and then we'll see what happens. So, anyway, thanks for tuning in. I'll be doing more of these, hopefully. It's just, to do this, and then I don't feel like creating other stuff, or I'll have a hard time thinking and working. It's like anything, it's managing the brain, man. Managing the creative process. So, I'll have this edited and posted, and hopefully, when you're listening to this, I'll be sitting down somewhere writing other stuff and working on other stuff for you. So, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you all on the other side.